This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we're already 40 seconds into the third hour of this Monday, the 20th of October 2003, Global Transmission Against Tyranny. Wow. Wesley Smith, Lou Epton, Robert Schindler, a brother of Terry Schiavo. My wife grew up in Italy for 6 years. She says it's Schiavo, but whatever. The case in Florida, going into day six of her having her feeding tube taken, she's still conscious. Most people can't hang in like this. The news calling her a vegetable. We had Wesley Smith going into all the horrors of people listing cases where they were begging for water and food and being killed. That's the precedent. When you hear right to die, it means the government's right to kill you. Now, I want to take a lot of calls and cover a ton of other vital news I haven't gotten to in this third hour. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We're about to go to Helga, Tim, and others that are patiently holding some of the news. Let me just do a basic recap, because I haven't covered much of this, though we've covered tons of vital information. Very good first 2 hours. I want to keep that going in this third hour. A lot of information. Israeli subs have nukes aimed at Iranian sites. That's coming up. Torture now routine for Putin's police. Cafe Press censors propaganda matrix T-shirt for offensive content. Wait to hear about that, my buddy Paul Watson. Blair eases off after heart scare. This is to make us feel sorry for this guy. Mexican consular IDs increasingly accepted. Diana feared car accident plot BBC. Now her own notes have come out. We know they killed her, but now we have her own writing on the palace stationery, admitted to be her, saying she thought that the royal family would kill her if she was pregnant with an Arab child. Diana Letter, sensation, they will try to kill me, quote. I'm going to cover that. That's important. U.S. interest rates rise soon. That is very serious news. Ron Paul said when that starts, get ready for the depression. Look, it's all coming up. More on the Free Trade Group of the Americas meeting simultaneously in Atlanta and Miami right now. Also, you know, I want to talk about this because it's another example of problem, reaction, solution. I'm obsessed with problem, reaction, solution. Because the globalists are obsessed with problem, reaction, solution. Now, here's an example of problem, reaction, solution. Remember about 5 years ago, somebody every night for years would bust, sometimes hundreds, but usually dozens, of car windows with a ball-peen hammer, little, you know, sharp-ended hammer. And it turned out it was the owner of a big auto glass repair shop. While you were getting your windows busted out, you come out in the morning, there'd be a billboard overhead about get your window fixed here. Well, finally, a smart cop said, you know, this is getting pretty obvious. The setup cameras, they caught the guy, the owner, out with a ball-peen hammer. He did it a couple days a week. That's problem, reaction, solution, okay? That's what we're talking about here. Now, this is out of Local 6, a news channel, out of Wellesley, Mass., and it says, anti-black graffiti tied to black high school student. Now, I want to be conservative. I've probably seen 50 news stories the last couple of years where universities, high schools, colleges, all over the businesses, minorities send themselves hateful letters and do bad things. We had swastikas put on my high school. Turned out, and it was quieted down real quick, that it was a black kid that did it. I'm sick of it. Most folks, the most white people I know never say anything about anybody. We're not a bunch of racists. In fact, a lot of you are racist, okay? And I am sick of it. I am really sick of this. And I'm not guilty, and I've done nothing to you. Now, I know we have a lot of black, a lot of Hispanic listeners, great folks, and they have a right to be angry about some stuff, but people like this give it all a bad name. And it's an example of problem, reaction, solution. keeping this garbage going. We'll come back, take calls, get into this and a lot more. Stay with me.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters, used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments, to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the third hour. The toll-free number to join us on air if you'd like to get involved, have a question, a comment, you want to scream at me, you want to tell me I'm wrong, you want to try to disprove something I've said, hit me with your best shot. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. You think gun control is conservative? Well, explain to me how it is. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And I'm going to get into anti-black graffiti tied to black high school student. I mean, almost every time something happens to a black church or a school or something, it turns out it's the black folks doing it. Now, are there toothless Klan members burning crosses in yards? Yes. Is it bad? Yes. Are there federally controlled neo-Nazi groups that are out of control? Yes. But... there's so much in my life, I have, the culture has attempted to make me guilty for something. And I have to tell you, I'm a white person. And I'm around white people all the time. I don't hear all this racism. I don't hear this talk about Hispanics and blacks and Asians. But let me tell you something, from all the so-called minorities, I hear a whole lot of it. And I've heard a whole lot of it my whole life. I heard a whole lot of it in high school. Do I hate black people because of that? No. Do I hate Hispanics because of that? No. I realize that, you know, this stuff's out there and this is going on, and under political correctness, it's been fostered and it's okay for these groups to be like this. And no, it's not okay. It's your right to be that way, but I'm not going to sit here anymore and put up with it. I've seen so many news articles where they catch the college or high school students sending racist letters to themselves, spray painting swastikas on the school. And then there's this big, giant freak out in the news media, and all the white people are taught how bad they are, and, you know, all this. And then, back of the paper, small, you know, story, oh, it was a black student, or a lot of times some liberal who did it to, quote, some white person who, quote, did it to draw attention to the racism. And this is a form of problem reaction solution. Again, I talked about the guy who owned the windshield repair shop, so he'd bust out windshields every night around his business. Problem reaction solution. Well, I mean, if you get social control and get things out of society by, quote, being a victim, then you want to continue fostering that. And I'm tired of it, folks. They're passing all these hate crime and thought crime laws. I remember MTV a few years ago had a 24-hour marathon. They showed like 100 names and video clips of people who've been killed by white racists. And they mentioned this poor black man, Mr. Bird, was killed by Mr. King, drugged to death, and never mentioned in there, we need to pass federal thought crime legislation, hate crime legislation. They never mentioned that the two brutal thugs, the pieces of garbage that drugged this black man to death, had been given the death penalty. I mean, what more? And in Texas, we'll kill them. They won't be in there more than 5 years. But no, it was just they drug him to death and nothing happened. And then they'll use those thought crime, those hate crime laws, to restrict what you and I can say, regardless of what color we are. So grow up and stop it. I mean, I've had black people do racist, mean things to me in the workplace, gang up on me before. I've had it happen in school. Do I hate black people because of that? No. I realize that were put into this victim mentality, and most black people aren't like that, most Hispanics aren't like that. They're put into this mentality, and they think it's okay. They think it's all right. You know, my wife speaks Spanish. Her father was in the agriculture department, so she was in Europe from the time she was in elementary school right through high school. So she speaks Spanish and French and German and a bunch of Scandinavian languages and Italian and all this. So, you know, and a lot of my family speaks Spanish. I don't speak a lot of it. But, you know, I talked to family who I have family who was in Guatemala on business, so they can speak Spanish. And they hear it out there. I mean, routinely, you walk into a restaurant or a store now, and the Hispanics will hail you with hateful comments. I mean, what is that? See, I never did anything to you, okay? I'm not a guy riding around on a black horse with a white hood on. But, you see, this is what multiculturalism does. It actually re-energizes racism. That's what it is. Instead of it just living together, instead of it just going to barbecues together, hanging out at church, whatever, playing a game of tennis. No, it's all, what's that white person think about me? What's that black person think about me? It's mind control. So break out of it. I mean, I am offended by La Raza, which means the race, and I have a lot of videos of their conferences. I mean, it's like an Aryan Nations meeting or something. But with Hispanics, and it's acceptable with AT&T and Gillette and everybody else and Miller Brewing funding it. Mecha, I mean, I've got video of their rallies in L.A. where they've got signs of white people's heads cut off, and this is okay and the news won't cover it? I'm sick of it. I'm tired of the garbage, folks, so deprogram yourselves and stop it. And don't sit there and hate me because I'm white. Because I'm secretly a racist. You know, it's like when I caught two black men being paid off by an old white man at the legislature 3 years ago. Now 4 years ago, how time flies. Almost 4 years ago. And, you know, I go in, I speak at the hearing, I walk out, they're being paid off, it's illegal according to the House Ethics Committee. I catch video of it. Actually, a member of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms runs in and says, Alex, get out here with your camera, there's a payoff. And this guy's going 100, 200, 300 when I run out there. And I run up and I say, what are you doing? And they go, oh, we're just getting some, you know, money for coming for a testimony. I go, what? And then I get a call from a Hispanic gentleman at the paper, the Statesman. He goes, Mr. Jones, about the incident of you catching that payoff on tape. Mr. Jones, are you a racist? I said, what, are you joking? I was speechless. I said, what? Well, Mr. Jones, these are black men. I said, what, if they were white, would you have put this on TV? I said, what are you a racist? What type of comment is that? It's like, you know, if a black guy's robbing my neighbor and I go over and, you know, make him get on the ground at gunpoint, will the police come and ask me if I'm a racist? But if it's a white guy and I go over and apprehend him, will they ask me if I'm a racist? If I was a black guy and I caught a white guy raping the neighbor and I stopped him, would the cops come and say, are you racist? This is a white man. I mean, that's multiculturalism, folks. It's racism. It's death of all our cultures. And I'm sick of it. So Local 6 News out of Massachusetts reporting, anti-black graffiti tied to black high school student. I see one of these articles every couple months. Really every couple weeks, year after year. I mean, I've seen 50 of these things. School officials said anti-black graffiti scrawled on the bathroom stall at the high school was the work of a black teenager enrolled in the school through the Metco desegregation program. The graffiti discovered October 7th that the school would burn on October 15th or 17th, and there will be no blacks. Police were investigating, and the public has expressed concern about racism in the school. Oh, see. Oh, and it goes on. Now that he did this, well, he must have done this because he was under pressure. I mean, I got to be honest with you, folks. I became a fighter because black kids would beat me up. Okay? And, you know, I had some white kids beat me up, too. But, I mean, majority of the fights I got in were racist blacks attacking me. And, you know, then it got to the point where I just fought back and people went to the hospital. But you know, that was public school for me. Do I hate black people because of it? No. I remember I played football, so I had black friends. And, I'd be down in the so-called black neighborhood. You know, I'd have black people walking on the front porch and yell, get out of here, you honky, all these names. And my black friends were like, come on, let's get back to my grandma's. Let's get out of here. And I remember being about 12 years old, walking home from the bus, and, you know, three black kids come up and beat me up. And I go home and go, they beat me up. My dad says, well, you better fight back next time. And I did. And I found out, you know, that quit happening. But I just, you know, I mean, how many black people have been beat up by white racist gangs? Huh? Well, I've been beat up by black racist gangs, okay? I had five Mexicans break my leg, okay? All right? That was growing up in Dallas, Texas. All right? So I don't want to hear it anymore, and I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. Let me say it again. I am sick of your racism against me. I've done nothing to you. I know that we have, again, I know you're sick of the white racism, and I know what's going on out there. But that's how this works. That's how this gets re-energized against each other, and the globalists then rule over us. Let's talk to Helga in Texas. Helga, you're on the air. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Alex. You're absolutely right. We have to go to the bigger fish. I called every day all those numbers, and I reminded them that there was a Nuremberg trial and Terry's
Nuremberg
case.
Trial. For those that don't know, you're talking about Terry Schiavo Schindler being murdered right now.
Right. But there was a woman, a couple of phone calls, you know, talking about the People's Court. That's something we should have. 9/11 should be tried. We should make somehow of a court and try 9/11. Start with 9/11 and then go on to, you know, the other.
You know,
cases.
I could put one of those on here in Austin, get one of our lawyers to be the judge,
yeah,
and I could be the prosecutor.
Right.
We're going to have a bunch of prosecutors and have each of us give a different part of the case.
And we have to make it very seriously because this is what, I mean, that's how we get the Patriot Act. That's how they can do this in Florida. That's how we get all the corruption. And just imagine.
And, you know, that's what Hitler did. Hitler
right? But just imagine when the police doesn't need a warrant anymore. They can just, you know, come anytime they want. I mean, this is going to be unimaginable, you know, you could just...
Precedent setting.
So I think we do have to have a people's court, constitutional people's court.
I agree.
And that we have to have the best people helping and naturally everybody else helping. But we do need... We need to do it because it's going too far.
It is.
Every day I have been calling all those numbers.
You know, stay there, Helga. I want to hear what type of response you're getting from the legislature and the district attorney and the rest of them.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are what you eat, and that's why people are turning to nutritional supplements. The question is, what is the quality of those supplements? One company, Verified Quality, has actually set the standards in the industry. In fact, most other supplement companies couldn't even come close to the quality controls that are required by the folks at Verified Quality. All raw materials that are used to create the Verified Quality products are quarantined, analyzed, tested, and screened for purity, potency, and freshness before they can even be accepted. That's why the Power Hour chooses Verified Quality. They're the best in the nutritional business. When it comes to nutrition, Verified Quality is Verified Quality. Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697 for more information. Take another look at that pill you're about to swallow. Do you really know how it was made or what's really in it? Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697. That's 1-800-797-3697. Verified Quality is Verified Quality.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I have seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Helga, finishing up real quick with the Terry Schiavo Schindler case. You said you called a lot of numbers in Florida. What type of response did you get from the state agencies?
I always started off that I was born into Nazi Germany, and I always reminded them that if there lets his woman die, then we have stepped here into Nazism. And there was one guy who said, yeah, we just follow order. I said that was no excuse on the Nuremberg trial. And I advised them to rent the movie, Tracy Spencer, Nuremberg trial. That's where the judge is. a very good movie. One has to, at this time, I think it's a good thing to listen.
All right. Thank you, Helga, for the call.
Yep.
Let's talk to Buck in North Carolina. Buck, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, in the past, these various militia groups have had my admiration and support, and I've even donated a little money to them, but no more. They're all wet. You know, Waco took everybody by surprise. More or less, a lot of people had some faith in the government then. But after Waco, there's just no excuse. This Terri Schiavo case, 10 men could reach her in 60 seconds, and another 60 seconds they could have her gone without firing a shot. At least somebody could go to a magistrate and charge her with assault or something. At least in jail, she'd have a right to bread and water.
You know, that's a good point. Somebody could accuse, well, I'm not saying do that, but accuse her of a crime, she'd get more rights, yeah.
This is disgusting. And all these folks that are crawling around in the mud with camo gear on, they need to join a quilting society or something. That's all I got to say.
Well, all of us. I mean, all of us. I mean, my job is trying to inform people, and, you know, I go out and get involved legislatively. I get involved in the information war, but at what point do we physically defend ourselves and defend the innocent?
Well, if you won't take up arms to save a young lady from being starved to death, you won't. Then when they come and get your neighbor, you won't take up arms then.
Well, I tell you, this has been going on for years, and I've had Wesley Smith on discussing it for years. I think people are at the point now of learning of these crimes, learning of these horrors, and I'm not saying it's okay, but I will say this, Buck. I'm seeing a massive awakening. I'm seeing people become aware of the crimes of the globalists. That's why the globalists are trying to turn up the heat with a police state now. So I think these evils have been going on for a while. We're now just learning of them.
Yeah, but nobody's willing to do anything about it.
Well, what should we do, Buck?
I don't know, Alex. I wish I had the solution. If I had the solution, that would have been the first thing out of my mouth.
You know, Rick Stanley got arrested today by a SWAT team in Denver, and they supposedly crashed into his car after he was out of it. Then he gave up. He was at his warehouse, and all of this is the guy believes in the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, Buck. Let's talk to Luby. Great cafeteria here in Austin called Luby's, but Luby is calling us from Oregon. Luby, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller.
Well, welcome.
Surprise I got through. What I'm calling about is the fact that I did get in touch with the Florida representatives, the House of Representatives, and they are taking a sort of like a vote which way you go. And, of course, I opted for not having her die. And I got in touch also with the police department there, and the Russo, of course, was unavailable. And the other person.
Well, I guess that's our democracy now. If 51, you know, it's like thumbs up, thumbs down at the arena with the emperor. If we say thumbs down, she dies.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, she lives. Look, again, an axe murderer has more rights than this lady. She's conscious. They're killing her. And we need to call and ask him, have you seen the video of Terri who's conscious at terrisfight.org? Did you bring that up to them?
Well, I brought up the fact that that she was dying, that I would like that to cease. You know, rather than dying, I would prefer anything. And not to take not knowing how the thing was worded, I didn't know whether it should be yes or no, because sometimes they say no and it means yes and vice versa. So I told her my definite opinion is that she should not be killed. And that's what was happening at the moment. And also, when I got in touch with the police department, I didn't speak to any representative of the police force, but the secretary. And she, of course, continued to tell me this was a civil case. I said, but they're killing someone there. And she said it's strictly a civil case, and they are there to keep
the peace.
Yeah,
now when they take your house for a little petty, oh, your 18-year-old had a beer party while you were gone, they got that in a lot of states now, it's, well, you can't appeal it. We're just taking your $200,000 house. It's civil. We're taking your land. It's civil. There's no rights when it's civil.
Well, yeah. No, they can do it for that, but they certainly can't take her out of that.
Well, the Constitution says what? If it's $20, you get a jury? It's
yeah,
real
something
clear.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's real clear. Thank you for the call. Anything else, Luby? Thank you, Luby. Now I'm getting hungry. John, Charles, and others, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to take four or five more calls, and I'm going straight into a bunch of other key news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I want to talk to you about a serious problem and a number of ways it may affect you. If you have trouble picking up your grandchild, doing the gardening, golfing, or just getting out of bed comfortably, I want to introduce you to a revolutionary new breakthrough called Feels Like a New Knee. The name should tell you exactly why we want you to have the chance to try this remarkable product out for yourself for 30 days at our risk. We have over 10,000 people right now who swear by this product each and every day. They wouldn't get up in the morning without it, and you shouldn't either, particularly when we guarantee it will make a huge difference in your life. It will help solve the problem or you don't pay. Let's hear from some of those 10,000.
It's just absolutely miraculous. It's hard to believe. You've got to try it. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
For complete details and to try Feels Like a New Knee, call 1-800-442-1102. 1-800-442-1102.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones here back live. We're talking to John Charles, Spencer Wesley, and that's going to be it for calls. I'm going to shift gear into some other key news we haven't detailed properly yet. Before I go back to your calls, I want everybody to grab a pen and paper because your Christmas gift, your birthday present, you know, just a gift for your neighbor anniversary, it's handled. Give them my videos, my books, CDs, audio tapes, great stuff at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Whether you want to know about the history of government-sponsored terror or the environmental movement being controlled by a bunch of land grabbers or what's happening with the Second Amendment or the occult activities of world leaders like never before caught on video. These documentary films get the job done. 90% of those that see the films are now waking up. This is unprecedented. We have tools at work. People are very receptive to the truth right now. And I've made 9 documentary films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I also carry some other books by Tex Mars and, of course, by Fritz Springmeier, Bloodlines, the Illuminati, Circle of Intrigue. The book I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, is amazing. My book, Descent into Tyranny. The films, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Masters of Terror, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Gulag, America, by Tex Mars. We have it at InfoWars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com, and with my films, you're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. We have the book by Eric Hufschmid detailing the scientific frauds around 9/11. Bottom line, folks, you need to have these items. And if you want to give somebody a present this Christmas, don't give them a mindless fruitcake or a tie or something. Give them a video. And while you're at it, it also makes this show possible. Makes this show possible where we inform and educate and cover the really important information and expose the evil. The videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on a four-tape special, and so on. My book, Descent into Tyranny, is only $12. Order Out of Chaos is $19.95, over 300 pages. Get a second copy when you buy one Order Out of Chaos for only $11.95 to give as a gift. The gift of knowledge, unlocking minds. It's up to you, folks, to get on the field, to get in the game. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, Mark Twain. When evil men and tyrants flourish, when good men do nothing. That was Thomas Jefferson. It's up to you to suit up, to get in the game. You're a lot safer doing that than going along with this. Here's the toll-free number. Operators are there right now. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or you can just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, and it's 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead now and go back to the call. Let's talk to John in Florida. John, welcome.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex, and thank you. First of all, I had a lot of notes, and I didn't want to go into them, and I want to tell you that I tried to call the governor's office, and I met with the old sorry, but I have to take another call. I'm only the secretary. So, here I am, 62 years of age, for the first time in my life, I am witnessing right in front of my own eyes the conspiracy of a governor of the second largest state in the United States and a judge conspiring to commit premeditated murder right in front of the entire nation. Nobody in Tallahassee has gone down to the sheriff's office and filed a criminal complaint of murder against the governor of the state of Florida. With all the right to life people that are trying to take care of that end of murder, here we have an adult. This is not a unborn child. It's an adult that's being murdered right in front of us. And I think that all of our arguments of pardons and all of our constitutional rights to liberty and self-evident truth and all, this is that's all well and good. But what we are witnessing is not dying. This should leave everyone to understand she is in a hospice. This is a hospital setting where people are supposed to be taken care of and preserve the quality of their life. Well, they're not doing that. And I think someone today, before the end of the day is over, which may be too late, and before she dies, murder is being committed in front of us, and this is something someone can do in Tallahassee, file a criminal complaint against
the governor. She's not vegetative. She's still conscious after almost 6 days of this, which is amazing in and of itself. Miracle.
It's a miracle.
And we need... Well, maybe you should go file the complaint.
I am 90 miles away. And I was thinking, I told my wife, I think of I'm going to do it, but I sure would like to have a few other people go down, because Jeb Bush...
Well, you know, they probably won't let you do that. You can't file a complaint against a police officer. There could be 100 witnesses of a cop, blowing people's heads off for no reason, and the cops will say, you can't file that complaint.
Well, they can say you can't, but I know you can, and I know you can file it against the hospice, and that'll be the end of them. But anyway, someone needs to file a complaint. You certainly can file a complaint against a police officer, and certainly against the governor.
Yeah, but it goes through their internal affairs.
You go to
the chief weasel with blood dripping from his lips and try to file a complaint on the fox. Try to file a complaint on the fox who's savaging hens.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, then I'll let you go. You and me, we can file complaints right in our own cities, because we're watching this. We heard this with his own mouth. He said he can do nothing. We need to file these criminal complaints right in our own town.
All right. Interesting point. Thanks for the call,
I'll let you
John.
Go.
God bless. Charles in South Carolina. Charles, you're on the air globally.
I haven't talked to you for a long time. Jasper, Texas. You were talking about Jasper, Texas, and the black man that was dragged.
And then a couple years later.
The man that got dragged by four blacks. Did you know that?
Yes, I've mentioned that. The Associated Press reported.
I didn't know you mentioned it. I'm 76 years old, and I've been witness this same thing all my life. Whenever a black person commits a heinous crime, it's never reported on the news media. Reason being is they want the blacks to turn against the whites. Okay? They want to make the blacks think that the whites are really bad, and there's more heinous crimes committed by blacks, I mean ninefold, than whites against blacks, okay?
Well, let me just say why I brought this up. Okay? Let me just break this down. Headline out of Wellesley, Massachusetts, anti-black graffiti tied to black high school student, and I see these articles all the time where the so-called minorities go do the graffiti themselves, go do the thing, and then say there's all this racism. When I'm not racist against anybody, and I understand that. Now, in Jasper, two thugs drug a poor black man to death who they knew from prison. They'd been in fights in prison. But that was horrible and wrong, and they got the death penalty, and they should. Then, five black guys on the 14th of 2002 on the same stretch of road who didn't even know the old white wino drug him to death till parts of his body came off too, and it was one AP article, one local news story, and the sheriff said, I won't come on. I said, why? He goes, because I'd be called a racist. So everybody knows, you don't exactly, you're a racist if you even say that anyone but white people can commit crimes. That is ridiculous.
It's the whites. The whites are the wicked ones, okay? That's what they're trying to do. And I've seen this all my life, and I've been in on this 76 years, okay? So, these people are sick, and I don't know how we're going to get rid of them.
Well, by these people, you mean the government selling this?
Right. The people that are running this country. The ones that are controlling this country, they're sick. I mean, they're really sick. This Bush is nothing but a Satanist sicko. They talk about cults. Well, you have the movie. I haven't got that film, Alex. I got about six of your films. I got to get a few more. One of these days, one of my VCRs broke down from dubbing your stuff, okay?
Well,
I've been dubbing so much that one of my VCRs broke down.
Well, we need you to keep it up. Thanks for the call,
okay,
sir.
Okay,
look, my whole frustration, and I don't get into all the race stuff. I pointed out, I stand against the Klan, the Aryan Nations, but I also stand against Khalid Muhammad and the Black Panther Party, who says kill all white people. I stand against Mecha that says kill the whites. That's what I'm trying to say here, is that this multiculturalism is a cover to really fire up racism in the so-called minorities, that are really the majority now, to have this balkanized system. So that's what I'm speaking out against. That's what I'm exposing. Let's go ahead now and talk to Spencer in Ohio. Spencer, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Alex. You know, that white slavery law of 1910 is still in effect, I think. I called my public library, told them to get all your videos, and I'd like you to tell me where I can still get a gun through mail order before Halloween, because I think that's going to fall on Black Friday.
I'm really confused now. There's a lot of places you can buy guns mail order, but they do the background registration.
Well, I can't afford to buy one. They used to send them through the mail free.
Sir, you can buy an SKS, a nice SKS, for $100 with a great sight that you can shoot deer at 200 yards with. 150 yards decent, 200 if you're a really good shot. So I would check out Shotgun News. You know, I got a sponsor on InfoWars.com, left-hand side of the deal, with this great mail-order guns. Just go click on that. That's the place to go, InfoWars.com. Thanks, Spencer. Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Taking my call this afternoon. I appreciate it.
You bet. Last caller. Go ahead.
I think you and I would both agree on the fact, we see eye to eye on this fact, that the battle that we're seeing in the world right now is the battle of, intrinsically, of good versus evil. And I really believe that a lot of our frustration comes from the fact that we expect that we're going to get all these things accomplished without getting this nation on its knees and not praying, because America's real good at praying, but we're not very good at repenting anymore. And I think until we do that...
Well, these preachers teach people to, God's going to make me rich. Tell God what you want.
You're right.
Call him up and order that pizza.
Well, I mean, Christ prophesied that there'd be those kind of people in this time in history that would be around, and we have to be on our guard and on our alert to be wise to people like that, that are the hucksters and the scammers. But I really believe that until we get on our knees as a nation and ask for God's divine intervention, this thing is just beyond the ability of even the best people in the world like yourself be able to handle on our own.
Well, you're right. We are spiritually, morally bankrupt. That's why that's happening. We've left the Ten Commandments and brought in the Ten Planks of the Communist Manifesto. I mean, folks, read the Communist Manifesto beside the Ten Commandments and ask yourself, what are we under in America? The answer is clear.
Well, God bless you for your work, and I just want you to know that you're in my daily prayers, and I stand behind you 100%.
Well, thank you, Wesley. We appreciate the support, and I stand with all you great men and women out there, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, old, a northerner, a southerner, a westerner, whether you're in Germany or China or in South Africa. If you're standing up against tyranny and fighting corruption and fighting this omnipresent, out-of-control government, and standing up for liberty and human decency, I'm with you. All right, let me cover news the last 14 minutes here. Again, this needs to be recapped, and I'll get into some other news. Israel's subs have nukes aimed at Iran. This has been announced in Israeli papers. American-made Harpoon missiles, that's cruise missiles, armed with nuclear warheads, are now aimed by Israeli's fleet of Dolphin-class German submarines against Iran's nuclear facilities. All six of them. Following September's exclusive report in American Free Press about Israel's submarine nuclear attack capability, that's old news, folks. That's in Jane's Weapons publication 5 years ago. Over 100 Harpoon cruise missiles have been secretly airlifted to the remote island of Diego Garcia, a joint UK-US base in the Indian Ocean. The three Israeli submarines that arrived at the base earlier this month were each loaded with 24 Harpoon missiles. They then set sail for the Gulf of Oman, bringing Iran's nuclear facilities all within range of submarine payloads. So, see, Israel is the set piece, the pawn. It isn't America's the Israeli pawn. As I've looked at the money, the funding, the systems, it's the big banks in Europe with the royalty controlling the U.S., dashing over controlling Israel. It's bad for the Jews, it's bad for the Palestinians, it's bad for you, folks, because they're about to start World War III. They then set sail for the Gulf of Oman, bringing Iran's nuclear facilities within range of submarine payloads. The decision to launch them is entirely in the hands of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Just as Sharon gave Washington only a short warning before he gave the order to attack an alleged terrorist camp deep inside Syria, he has made it clear to Washington that the same rule of engagement will apply if it comes to launching harpoons. Now, understand very clearly, I want you to understand something. The PNAC document said they're going to go into Iraq, Syria, Iran, Libya. And now, because of the polls and the numbers and the globalists haven't provided another terror attack yet, they're going to have to use Israel to do it. And then the national draft starts, total bedlam ensues, very serious. And it goes on. The decision to launch them is entirely in the hands of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Just as Sharon gave Washington only a short warning before he gave the order to attack an alleged terrorist camp deep inside Syria, he's made it clear to Washington that the same rule of engagement will apply if it comes to launching the harpoons. Sharon made his position clear in a telephone call to President Bush the day after the attack on Syria. According to one Israeli source, Bush said that he just wanted to be kept informed. Credible intelligence sources say the reality is that Sharon believes he could have the support of Bush if he did launch an attack. Well, of course. But an indication of the deepening concern that some members of the Bush administration now feel is National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, playing good cop just like Powell, allowed one of his senior aides to confirm AFP's September report, the Los Angeles Times and London Guardian newspaper. Both drew heavily on the original American Free Press story. The senior Pentagon and State Department sources of AFP's first story about Israel's Dolphin-class submarines told AFP exclusively that, in the words of one high-level Pentagon source, matters have now advanced considerably, and for the first time, Rice is sounding alarm bells in the Oval Office. Well, yeah, AFP, you do a good job, but come on, it's been all over the newspapers. For years, they got these German subs, these attack subs with cruise missiles, and And it's been there for, they've been saying 3 weeks ago they may start nuking people. Rice is engaged in an annual internal power struggle with Rumsfeld. That's total theater. And has chosen to use what she sees as a failure in the Middle East to harness Sharon's behavior as her launch pad to have the Secretary of State ousted. Rice's long-term strategy to become Secretary of State, while Rumsfeld is no supporter of Powell, he knows that having Rice in charge, the State Department will give her more power. This is just theater. Come on. Gordon Thomas, you're smart, but give me a break. You believe that ruse when Powell says he's against the war and then is the one that delivers the message to the UN saying he was wrong, attack, attack. You really buy these dog and pony shows? Come on. Smoke and mirrors. Unbelievable. We'll come back. Torture now routine for Putin's police. A bunch of other key news in the final quadrant of this transmission on AM, FM, satellite, shortwave, internet. And we're also on some cable systems. You know, they'll have a little cable system, has this little cable channel, little announcements. We're on in quite a few places. Why don't you ask your cable system to carry us? We'll be right back, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, rug. Your sofa.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Final segment, I want to hit this Princess Diana stuff. I'll hit more of this tomorrow tonight, but this is important. First, let me hit this, the London Guardian. Torture now routine for Putin's police. And I have an ABC News piece where they train the public school kids how to do this and how to torture people. CNR News is saying torture is good now. Torture now routine for Putin's police. Corrupt force extracts confessions with elephant mask and beatings. Now, our police do this a lot. The suffocation, we get a lot of reports of this. Once the policeman's gas mask was sealed tight around his face, Dennis 18 lasted about 90 seconds before passing out. After a heavy beating by police fists and batons, Dennis had still not confessed to stealing a car radio from a garage near his home. So two officers handcuffed his hands behind his back and clamped down the elephant mask, as it is called, to his bruised head. They shut its valves and then waited. I thought it was all over. I thought I was going to die, said Dennis, a hardy car mechanic whose experience of police torture has left him unable to walk the streets without a gang of friends by his side. Once the detainee was unconscious, the Russian police panicked and dumped him in a cell. After he regained consciousness, he still had not signed a confession, so the police gave up and released him. His friend Arthur, who was arrested for the same alleged crime and beaten in the next room, was less resistant. He had heard police can die in police cells and so signed a confession prepared for him by the police after two doses of the elephant mask. And it goes in to say a poll of 32,000 people from across Russia published last week showed that a quarter considered their rights had been violated by the police or courts of the last year, and 30% said they had been physically or psychologically tortured into giving a confession. And the sitcoms, the dramas, the movies, the TV, the culture saying torture's good every night on the TV shows. And the cop magazines talk about maybe torture's good. Yeah, Joseph Mengele did it. Maybe he was nice. Here's the BBC. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And they got copies of her letters weeks before she was killed saying they're going to tamper with my brakes, they're going to run me off the road, they're going to kill me. Diana feared car accident plot. Princess Diana feared the brakes of her car were going to be tampered with 10 months before she died, and then again weeks before she died in a crash in Paris. Her former butler has claimed the princess allegedly wrote a letter to Paul Burrell, and it's her writing, and this phase of my life is the most dangerous. She reportedly named someone who was planning an accident in her car, brake failure, or serious head injury. Yeah, that's the royal family. The alleged letter, which Mr. Burrell kept secret until now, has been published in the Daily Mirror. The name of the alleged person has been blacked out of the newspaper for legal reasons. Diana and her lover, Dodi Al-Fayed, the rich Arab, were killed early in the morning of the 31st of August, 97, when a Mercedes driving by the chauffeur crashed into the Pointe du Mal tunnel in Paris. Down underground, they crashed. They held the EMS back for an hour. British Secret Service and French Secret Service were in there. I've seen the video of it. On the bodies, and then they die. In their alleged letter, Princess Diana reportedly believes the plot was in order to make the path clear for Charles to marry. And then she got pregnant, and that was really over. It was reportedly written a couple of months after her divorce from Charles was finalized. It goes on. A French inquiry in 99 blamed Mr. Paul and concluded that he had taken a cocktail of drink and drugs and was driving too fast. Nice little story. Go read it. There's a bunch of articles, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Go look at it for yourself. We were saying this years ago, and I remember being on the street. I was out in California shooting America Destroyed by Design when it happened, and everybody was on the street. I mean, just going, they killed her, they killed her, they killed her. Everybody instinctively knows the truth about 9/11, about Princess Diana, about all this. Look at this, Sydney Morning Herald. Mentally ill bomb expert missing in Thailand. Thailand keeps blowing stuff up and blaming it on their enemies. Thai authorities confirmed today that a mentally ill Canadian explosives expert, it's always some mental patient in federal control, shows up somewhere, was missing in Thailand, but said they do not believe he poses a threat to the upcoming APEC summit. And the globalists are meeting right now in Atlanta, as well as in Miami, but the main meeting is in Atlanta, to expand the free trade group of the Americas and take us into world government and expand NAFTA and GATT. That's been real good for your jobs, hasn't it? We're all against what's happening. We're all against the open borders. We're all against the gun control. More and more of us, the majority. We can take America back, but you've got to get involved in the fight. And that starts with telling 10 people by email, by letters, by phone calls, to tune into the Alex Jones Show, to tune into this network, to support our local affiliates, to get the videos. Join me tonight, 9 to midnight central at 5.085 and 6890 on shortwave. And back tomorrow, 11 to 2, at 12.172 and 9320 during the day. I'm out of time. Get out there and fight the New World Order. Stand up for your family, God, and country.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available in